Happy Thanksgiving as you get ready to prepare the big meal for the day and welcome family and friends, or do a little traveling to visit with family and friends. We thought we'd just have a little fun this morning with some information about the Thanksgiving holiday, which Americans tend to agree in polling that Thanksgiving is their second favorite holiday of the year. Let's take a look at some Thanksgiving notes. This is information from the website wallethub.com. They tend to do a lot of tracking of how Americans think, act, and most importantly, spend their money. Take a look at some of the facts they've compiled about Thanksgiving. Think about some of these as you're having your fun today. I hate to start on a downer, but you know how many calories you're probably going to consume on your Thanksgiving meal? When we take a look at some Thanksgiving facts, about 4,500 is the number of calories on average that are consumed by folks on Thanksgiving. Now, when you talk about that many calories, you know how long it takes to burn that off? Well, about 10 hours and 41 minutes is the average time that it takes a male to burn about 4,500 calories. 81.1 billion plus, that's the number of calories consumed by Americans at Thanksgiving in total every year. About 9% of Americans eat their Thanksgiving meal at a restaurant. So enjoy if you're spending time with family and friends at home. What's the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in America? Well, in 2017, that was at New York City's Old Homestead Steakhouse. It only cost $76,000 to have your Thanksgiving meal there. Pretty certain we're not doing that. More our speed is $49.12. That's the average cost of a 10-person Thanksgiving dinner that includes turkey and all of the trimmings. Speaking of turkey, about 45 million is the estimated number of turkeys that are killed each year for the Thanksgiving meal, and about 25% of Americans say they actually might skip turkey this year. 100,000 plus, that's the number of questions answered each year by the Butterball Turkey Hotline during the months of November and December. They're the folks that answer all those important questions for folks who are struggling at the last minute with that Thanksgiving meal. About 70% of Americans say it's not a proper Thanksgiving meal without turkey. And 72% of Americans plan to attend a Thanksgiving dinner with five or more people. Now, when you take a look at the food that'll be on the table today, what are Americans' favorite Thanksgiving dishes? Well, some of those common ones are some of the favorites, of course. Turkey ranks at 39%, stuffing at 23%. Pumpkin pie is at 12%, mashed potatoes at 9%, sweet potatoes 6%, and at 3%, cranberry sauce. That's the ranking of America's favorite Thanksgiving dishes. All of those may very well be on your table today. About 80% of Americans say they will have either turkey or ham for Thanksgiving dinner, and about 77% of Americans will have mashed potatoes and green beans on their plates today. 72% of Americans will have either apple or pecan pie with their meal today. 63% of Americans plan to drink wine with their Thanksgiving meal. About 19% plan to drink beer, and about 10% will have some sort of other spirits with their meal. 96% of Americans say that they celebrate Thanksgiving. 7% of Americans plan to dress up for Thanksgiving dinner. Do you do a formal dress-up Thanksgiving meal when you get together with family and friends, or do you keep it pretty informal? Or do you perhaps put on a pilgrim costume if you really want to celebrate the holiday? 83% of Thanksgiving hosts prepare the entire feast with no help. I bet they get some help cleaning up, though. Sometimes it's a little bit easier to do the Thanksgiving meal. I remember growing up where my mom and my grandmothers, my aunts, and countless others who would wander in and out of the kitchen would all be in there helping to prepare the meal. And sometimes it seemed like there wasn't as much getting done as we'd hoped because there were just too many cooks in the kitchen. $14 is the average cost of a 16-pound whole frozen turkey this year. About 22% of Americans say that they'll also include their pets in the festivities. 640 million plus is the estimated amount that is spent on Thanksgiving turkeys each year here in the United States. About 73% of U.S. adults agree that a fridge full of leftovers is the best thing about hosting Thanksgiving. I would 100% agree with that 73% of folks. About 58% of people planning to celebrate Thanksgiving are dreading having to talk politics. Yeah, that's usually kind of the rule. No politics and some of those other touchy subjects when we get friends and family together. Well, what about shopping? Because that's a big part of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It's also the kickoff of the Christmas shopping season. Well, $335 plus is what the average person will spend over the five-day Thanksgiving period. 174 million plus, that's the number of people who shop over the five-day Thanksgiving period last year in 2017. 60% of Thanksgiving weekend shoppers said the deals got them out the door to buy this weekend. 58% of people buying holiday gifts will get clothing or accessories. About 38% of Thanksgiving shoppers last year in 2017 spent their time buying toys. About 16 million Thanksgiving greeting cards are exchanged each year. Christmas greeting cards are pretty popular. I didn't realize there were that many Thanksgiving cards. $19.62 billion. That's the amount that's spent online over the five-day Thanksgiving period in 2017. A lot of folks do their shopping, never leave the house. Also, when it comes to Thanksgiving entertainment, the year that the Thanksgiving football tradition began, a lot earlier than you think, 1876. No, that wasn't the NFL. That was Yale versus Princeton. They played on Thanksgiving Day in 1876. The first year NFL games were played on Thanksgiving. Well, you didn't watch them on TV, that's for sure, because TV hadn't been invented yet. It was in 1920. Two teams have played every Thanksgiving since 1966. That would be the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys. The Detroit Lions were the team that originally started the Thanksgiving Day football, NFL football tradition. The Cowboys came on much later. Both of those teams host a game every year on Thanksgiving. In 1924, that was the year of the first Macy's Day Parade, originally called the Macy's Christmas Day Parade, despite the fact that it was being held on Thanksgiving. The distance of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, well, if you're going to walk it, it's 2.65 miles. And about 10,000 plus people participate in that parade each year, including about 1,500 dancers and cheerleaders, 1,000 clowns. There are 30 parade floats, 12 marching bands, 3,000 New York Police Department officers helping out to take care of those 3.5 million spectators that attend each year. And if you're going to have a parade, you've got to clean up afterwards. City sanitation trucks filled with sand and salt are used not just to clean up, but also used as barriers against any kind of an attack during the parade. And about 43 million is the estimated number of TV viewers watching the Macy's parade every Thanksgiving. Well, a lot of folks do their traveling during the Thanksgiving holiday as well. About 50.9 million Americans will travel this Thanksgiving holiday. 89.3% of travelers will drive to their destinations. 7.8% of Americans will fly to those Thanksgiving destinations. An estimated number of traffic fatalities each Thanksgiving weekend, well, that's always too high, about 421 nationwide. 48,500 is the number of people seriously injured in Thanksgiving car crashes each year. Four times as many home cooking fires occur on Thanksgiving as on a typical day, so watch yourself. $19 million is the property loss caused by residential building fires each Thanksgiving. And five is the estimated number of deaths due to Thanksgiving house fires each year. Let's try to knock all of those statistics down. Well, we get together for Thanksgiving. What are we actually thankful for? Well, about 88% of Americans say they are thankful for family. 77% say they are thankful for their health. 72% say they are happy for personal freedom. Thank you to our vets for that. 71% say they are thankful for their friends. 67% say they are thankful for memories. 64% say they are thankful for safety and security. 59% say that they are thankful for opportunities. 53% is the number of the American population that says they are thankful for fun experiences. 51% are thankful for achievements. And 32%, that's the number of folks who say they're thankful for their wealth. Of course, a lot of folks are thankful for all of those things or multiples of those things here during the holiday season. Thanks to the folks at WalletHub.com for compiling so many of those numbers and statistics. And we hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday, whether you spend it with family or friends or both. Please do it safely and have fun this Thanksgiving.